Ye Shall Receive Power, December 29. The Church Triumphant. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him. And all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, Amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. God's way is to make the day of small things the beginning of the triumph of truth and righteousness. For this reason, none need be elated by a prosperous beginning, nor cast down by apparent feebleness. God is to his people riches, fullness, and power. His purposes for his chosen people are, like the eternal hills, firm and immovable. Remember that human might did not establish the Church of God, neither can human might destroy it. From age to age, the Holy Spirit is an overflowing fountain of life. There is victory for all who strive lawfully, in perfect harmony with the law of God. They will triumph over all opposition. As they carry forward God's work in the face of all foes, they will be given the guardianship of holy angels. Christ has pledged himself to help all who join his army, to cooperate with him in fighting against visible and invisible foes. He has promised that they shall be joint heirs with him to an immortal inheritance, that they shall reign as kings and priests before God. Those who are willing to share in this life the humiliation of the Savior will share with him in his glory. Those who choose to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season will be given a place with Christ on his throne. Hold fast the word of life. The tempest of opposition will spend itself by its own fury. The clamor will die away. Carry forward the Master's work bravely and cheerfully. The Father above, who watches over his chosen ones with the tenderest solicitude, will bless the efforts made in his name. His work will never cease until its completion amid the triumphant shout, Grace, grace unto it.